Good Morning Leicester with Lee McCarthy.
Coming up between now and 8.30, what the Jarrow Marchers will be seeing and doing in Leicestershire this weekend. We chat to Peter Barkworth about his new one-man show which is coming to Leicester, and give the lady with the thousand bells a little tinkle. Now, with some people, you know, it's beer mats. With others, it's pot dogs and matchboxes. Whatever it is, British people are noted for their strange habit of collecting things. Well, Mary Potter of New Parks is absolutely no exception to the rule, as Leo Devine discovered when he visited her home on Biddle Road.
Well, I'm standing outside the home of Mary Potter of New Parks, famed throughout the neighbourhood for one thing, which will become more apparent when I ring the doorbell.
Come on in.
Can I come in? Oh, thanks very much.
After 24 years worth of collecting, Mary is now the proud possessor of over 600 bells. Mary, 600 bells. What's the attraction?
I don't really know. It's different sorts of things. You know, some are pretty, some are unusual, some are made of pretty glasses or colours, or it doesn't really matter. Just whatever appeals to me at the time when I buy it.
Well, perhaps I ought to explain that we're sitting in your front room, which is absolutely festooned with bells of numerous varieties and shapes and sizes. We've got hand bells here, we've got a cowbell, little bells, and even decorative bells. You never get sick of them, Mary?
No, not at all.
Well, how did you start off? Tell us, what is in the picture?
I went on a holiday and I brought a bell back as a sort of present from Skegness.
Is it this one here?
That's right. And just after that, it was my birthday, and so a friend bought me another bell for a present. And before I knew where I was, everybody was buying me bells for Christmas, birthday, Mother's Day, etc. And so on, you know, even housewarming parties and whatever, somebody buys me a bell. You know, everybody all over Leicester knows me, in market, etc., wherever I go.
Has anybody ever dropped a clanger? And no. Said that you must be a bit crackers to collect bells.
No, not re-collecting bells. I've dropped a few clangers, but not my bells. This is my bell cupboard. It's got seven shelves which are absolutely full of bells.
Good grief, I've never seen so many bells in all my life.
Well, you name it, I've got it. There's china, porcelain, crystal, pot. There's boys, girls, ladies. You name it, literally. There's miniature bells, big bells. Small bells, Christmas bells, wedding bells.
What about this one? Because this makes a lovely noise, that one. What's that? What sort of bells are there?
That's a Christmas bell. My mother-in-law left it. And my children, the oldest is 24. He used to play it when he was a baby. And so on through my children. And now my grandchild likes to play with it.
What do the family think?
The town crackers, I think. Now, you see these two little dust bells? These sort of get wrong at Christmas. With my children and now my grandson. My husband goes out at Christmas Eve when the child, whichever, has gone to bed and rings the little bells, and these are Santa's sleigh bells.
Oh, but that was lovely when they were smaller.
Oh, they go asleep ever so quick.
Mary, have you got any ambitions? I mean, are there any bells you would like to get?
There's my one wish that I'd love to get it this Christmas particularly. It's a bell, it contains 20-year-old whiskey. And it's approximately £50. Where I would ever get the money from for that, I wouldn't know. But that's one I haven't got and I'm not likely to get.
Well, Mary, thanks very much for talking to us and showing us your fantastic bell collection. And I believe you've got a message this morning for anybody who might still be in bed. Shall we give it to them?
Yes.
All right, ready? Here we go. One, two, three. Good. Wakey, wakey. Wakey, wakey. Wakey, wakey.
So that sounds like my alarm clock.